Welcome to another episode of Open Wide Say with me, Leka Lawless. This is a sex ed fun podcast that you get to hear all the things that you're too afraid of talking about with your mother or your parents or your teachers or your friends or even your partner. So this is where everything is on the table and nothing is off bounds. Today I'm really excited. We are speaking to someone that owns a sex toy shop, which I've been trying to have a conversation with forever. Dominique Mabaso, who owns Honey Bun, South Africa. So welcome, Dominique. Can you tell us about yourself, how you got into the sex toy industry, why that in particular, and maybe a bit about Honey Bun?
Like you said, my name is Dominique. I'm from the south of Johannesburg, been here my whole life. There's not much to say about me, but helping others to kind of find themselves sexually. So with Honey Bun, so how it all started was, like, I'd have conversations with the gents, you know? But then through the conversations, you'd hear the gents say, nah, I wouldn't go down on my girl because that's disgusting. And I was like, wait up, hold up. Like, how could you even say that? Like, it doesn't make sense at all, you know? And then I was like, nah, man, let me actually read up on shit and kind of find out what's this sex thing all about, you know? Because I could see my dick would stand. Oh, nice. Good enough. But what's it about, you know, holding hands and all those things? But then I was very worried because we were like in our 20s, like 25. Like, but guys, you can't be talking like this. You know, I'd have conversations with my female friends. They'd say stuff about what we do, what we lack as men, and those type of things. Like, nah, let me see what's up. And then I dug in deeper and deeper, and I was like, nah, there's a problem. And especially in the Black community, you know, it's almost made, it almost seems as if it's a sin. Like, you're wrong for getting horny. You know, you can't be using toys because what's your partner there for? Your partner is inadequate, or, you know, those type of things. I was like, actually, you know what, man? I'm going to break this. And yeah, that's what it is. Because it doesn't sit well with me going down a long road and seeing 10 adult stores that are not Black owned, don't really cater to the Black person. They don't, because I feel like they don't know what we stand for and how we were raised and how to communicate type of thing, you know? So with Honey Bun, that's basically it. You know, more than selling the toys, but the sexual education and the sexual health.
That's amazing. I know that you started in September 2016, and so it's nearly like 4 years of running the brand. And I have been searching for Black-owned sex toy businesses, and even just Black-owned businesses that are in the sex industry, because, like you said, there are so many people of color that the way we are raised is it's a stigma to even want to have sex and to talk about sex, and then there's a whole taboo around sex toys. Like, there must be something wrong, or someone is inadequate, or your partner's not performing, or it's related to erectile dysfunction, or because you're single and you're desperate. It's never about enhancing a fun experience or just making sex a positive thing or a good thing, or, you know, not stigmatized. So what is it like for you, you know, being in such an industry that is very much white dominated, and your competition is white businesses that are very, you know, established and have money and have support?
It's not that easy, but it's manageable, you know, because I feel like the market that Honey Bun has now are people of color. You know, they feel more comfortable, you know, because you're a certain color, you're already just intimidated by so many things. You made to feel like, you know, you don't deserve such things. But then when I come and I talk to you, for instance, one-on-one, you know, we're having a conversation, you can trust me, I'll tell you what I like, what I don't like, you know, what I'm scared of, my fears of toys and all those things. So you become more comfortable, and it's a safe space, so to speak, you know. And funny enough, speaking of that, there's this, like, one of my first suppliers, the second guy, is a white oak. So he was telling me his backstory. So I was like, now, back in the day, with, like, the big brands that are out there now, one of the people was like, nah, you know, what about the Black people? And we're like, nah, no, Black people, there's no market. Hey, wada, wada, wada. And he kept on telling him that, look, listen, you know what, everyone deserves a fair chance. And, you know, So I think in that sense, I'm very lucky to have met him. Like, he shows me the ins and outs, you know, and so it's manageable. It's cool.
You're talking a bit about, you know, like sexual education and one-on-one experiences. So do clients and can clients and anyone that's listening that's interested get involved and talk about what they are, you know, like if you don't really know where to begin. If I go on a site, there are massage oils, there's erotic pills, there's vibrators for people with vaginas, vibrators for dicks, there's cock rings, there's dildos, yeah. There's hollow strap ons, there's, you know, there's so much that I'm like, I just want to have an orgasm. I mean,
yeah.
So do you suggest and tell, like, is it based on people's needs? How do you tell people where to start or what to look for, what to take?
Okay, so it depends on the person. So I'd ask, what are you looking to achieve? Number one. No, I'd ask questions like, do you masturbate? If you don't, why not? And if you don't masturbate and you're scared to touch yourself, I wouldn't recommend something that's very intimidating. You know, maybe let's say for a woman, I'd recommend maybe like a clit stimulator. That's not so scary, not so intimidating, you know. I've come to realize that, but it only makes sense that women tend to gravitate more towards clit stimulators than toys that will penetrate, you know, understandably so, because there are 8,000 nerve endings there. So, you know, yeah, so I always help, and I host seminars as well, you know, but in the seminars, I'm not standing there talking, hey, guys, listen, Yanana, we all sit around table, we discuss, we learn from each other, we teach other certain things, and it makes it easier to, you know, to navigate through everything.
Yeah, I find it interesting that you said, you know, women gravitate more towards clit stimulators, because I think that's what is lacking in the bedroom. And you know, you can get, if you're having like heteronormative sex and a woman and a man, you know, and vagina and penis, it's easy to get you know, penetrative things, but to make sure that you are like fully satisfied and you're getting what you need. And some people just don't even orgasm from having anything you know, penetrating them. So I'll be there also looking for a clit stimulator. I wanted to ask, when it comes to like the products in your store, what is something that myself or the listeners, like most people won't even know about or look for, but is something that we should definitely have and invest in and experiment with?
Oh yeah. I think they differ. So let's say you were a seasoned sex toy experimenter, so to put it. See, there, you know, you've got a bit more experience. Maybe you've used different types of clit stimulators, and maybe you want to start moving towards maybe blindfolds, you know, massage oils, but for that BDSM-ish type of play, you see. So for a beginner, let me just check. I think I have... have something here. So this I found very, very interesting. These are Kegel balls. Yeah.
Kegel balls. Okay. So it's like three balls on like a silicone, three balls on like a string type thing.
Yes. So when I speak to a lot of women don't know what Kegel exercises are. And I feel like that's very important. And especially as, you know, as a woman, for your wellness, so to speak. You know, you can go visit the guy and maybe pre-pregnancy, post-pregnancy, Kegel exercises help. If you have like hectic period pains, the pelvic floor muscles get stronger, then the pain just gets reduced a bit. You know, it intensifies orgasms. And honestly, I think this is one of the best toys I have in that regard, you know, because it does so many things in one.
I don't think I've ever used the Kegel balls, and I mean I've played a lot with sex toys, and I'm always interested in what is new, but I feel like Kegel balls have been there forever. You know, like we've seen images of it, but we don't actually know the purpose of it. I think now, the older that I'm getting, now I'm like, okay, maybe I should get a Kegel ball. But it is exercise, and it is about actually being healthy and being in touch with your body. And your vagina is a muscle. So the more you exercise it, the stronger it is, and the more power it has and the better your orgasms, the better everything is.
Yeah. And also with urinary incontinence, you know, a lot of women, the older they grow, they suffer from that a lot, you know, and with their pelvic floor muscles tighter, that really helps, you know, and it helps with confidence, because I can only but imagine, let's say you're sitting with your friends and you take out a little cough, then a little toop down there. It must do something to you socially and all of that, you know. So I think personally, this is a toy people should, like, especially women should look out for, you know. Like, there are a lot of benefits behind it.
Something that people don't actually, we don't really talk about, you know, like when women are pregnant, you know, other things of like sneezing and stuff, but no one actually discusses how your vagina changes throughout your age and how, you know, it's a natural thing, that the same way that, you know, people don't discuss what happens with the penis the older you get, and maybe you struggle more to like masturbate or to get hard or to maintain your hardness for as long as you used to. And we need to talk about those things so that we know that it's not abnormal, and that we know what we should be looking for and what we should be buying.
When something arises, yes.
So what is your most, like, your most popular toy or most demanded and biggest buy in your store and online?
Okay, the biggest buys. Okay, I'd say this is one of the biggest buys, but only because I recommend it so much, but not this one exactly, but any toy that has that stimulates the G-spot and the clit simultaneously. See, especially for
our listeners that, you know, they're not getting to see it. It's like a dildo wand that has an outside stimulator, clit stimulator, as well as like an inside stimulator. Like double play.
Yes. So a lot of people get that because a lot of my customers are first-time buyers. So they want something, you know, for beginners. It's not too intimidating. It'll hit the G-spot, it'll hit the clit simultaneously, and it has 30 different types of vibrations. So, and it goes in.
Nice. So I find that, you know, the sex industry, and maybe it's reflected in the sex toy industry as well, that the most of your buyers and the people that are interested are people with vaginas and women, you know. But men, it's kind of secret and hidden and more porn related and visual related. But what are some of the things that, you know, people with penises, and even if you're having like gay sex, you know, what are the things that you should be looking at that you're not, you know, that you're missing out on, you know, like anal plugs or anal beads or other stimulators that men just should be having?
Prostate massages, for example. Yeah. So it stimulates the prostate. And now with a lot of men, I don't know why our minds are wired like small children. It doesn't make sense. You know, especially straight men. They'll be like, oh, hey, nothing's going to go up my ass. Me, I'm not gay. Wait. You know, there's so, you know, and I always argue with them all the time, you know, because the P-spot is there by your prostate gland, you know. A funny story. So my girlfriend is a medical doctor. So she says whenever she comes across people and she tests their prostate, they get very horny. And she says all the time, all the men get so embarrassed. They start fighting with her. Ah, I'm not gay. And she didn't say anything, you know, but it's because we don't understand how the body works. And that's what we need to change, you know. So toys for men would be this prostate massager. This one is, well, all of them, all the ones that I have, are USB chargeable, so you don't have to worry about batteries, waterproof, easy to clean, and all of that. And then for the gentleman, I also have penis rings. I feel like that's one of the entry-level toys for men, penis ring. So what a penis ring does, you put it at the base of your penis, so it stretches. So when it sits at the end, the elastic contracts, and then the blood circulation isn't as hectic. Then you'll have a hard erection, a long erection, and it vibrates. So with your partner, when your dick is inside, your dick is vibrating, and it's vibrating inside your partner's anus or vagina or mouth or wherever you guys want to stick things in. So that's also cool. And then I have what's called a pocket pussy. Yeah? So a pocket pussy sort of like simulates a vagina, the ridges inside. It's not as great as a vagina, but, you know, it's quite close. They're usually made out of silicone. Yeah, so those are the favorites amongst the gents.
I always, whenever I go to a sex shop, I always look at the pocket pussies because I don't know what it feels like inside because I don't have a dick to stick inside, so I can't compare it. But I mean, I fuck people with vaginas, so I know, like, you know, what my fingers are used to feeling, and it's quite tight for a simulator. Like, the, I'm sure it's pleasurable.
That between all of us, that thing feels really good.
That's good. So from my perspective, you know, like when I go to a sex toy shop, I am very open to find like what's new and what I haven't seen before.
Yeah.
But I also go looking for particular things. And, you know, I have straight sex and I have gay sex and I have queer sex, whatever. Like, I fuck everyone. But when it comes to particularly to like lesbian sex, the strap-ons that I have found available is really uncomfortable. The, like the belt or the underwear. And the ones that are not uncomfortable are not the prettiest, you know. But we find, someone messaged me 2 days ago to ask me, what do I do if all the strap-ons that I found are hollow? And I was like, it's not for you. That is for a dick to go in. You know, you can't. It's not for lesbian sex. Do you cater for the LGBTQ community? And like, do you have like a range of strap-ons?
No, I've got a wide range of strap-ons. I've got double-ended strap-ons. So one that will go into your partner and into yourself. I had one, not because of this whole COVID thing, so I can't get things shipped, but what I have currently are those ones. And the issue with the belts, I think we need to produce our own belts because those things are very uncomfortable. Yeah, but I've got one really good one. I think it can adjust to size 30, not to size 42. So that's the biggest I have currently. And I'm hoping to get bigger belts, strap-ons. So with the LGBTI community, I've got a lot of friends that, you know, actually support a lot. But here's what I've noticed with them is that the friends I have is that they don't communicate amongst each other. Like, they don't teach each other things. They don't talk. And I also find it hard to kind of come forward and, okay, let me start this over. Nah. So with the friends I have, so here's the chat I always have with my gay friends and my other types of friends, is that when they talk about other gay people, like, it's always so weird, and, you know, it's almost a bit uncomfortable because I'm still trying to understand. So, for example, I've got this friend. He says, the four friends that I have, they're all like, no, they don't want to use sex toys because it's not a real thing and it's not a gay thing. And I'm like, wait, but how can you say that? You know, so that confuses me a lot. But then on a broader scale, with the clients that I have, they are so, they're willing to learn and they're very inquisitive, you know. And I've been teaching myself, you know, with talking to people, investigating, and there's nothing wrong with learning about the opposite sex or the same sex for that matter, you know.
Yeah, I think it's important. I think if you are wanting to have conversations around sex, to know the types of sex that everyone is having, especially for you that is running like a sex toy business, you want to know what people are playing with. The other toy that I really liked, and maybe you can explain a bit about it, is it looks more along the lines of like kink toys, and it's a face mask that has a mouthpiece that is a dildo. How exactly does it work, and what are, like, you know, what are your tips on that one?
Okay, so that plays into BDSM a little. You know the phrase fuck my face, that puts proper meaning there, because it's a face mask and you can't really breathe properly, but who cares about breathing when you're trying to get yours on, type of thing, you know. Yeah, so it's got a dildo, so your partner can sit on your face and actually get fucked by your face.
Amazing. Snaps. Who cares about breathing when you're trying to fuck? You know, I don't care if you're dying.
I touched a bit on BDSM. a lot of people are scared of BDSM because of what we see from porn sites and all that. You think it's just, you know, knives and edge play and being in a dungeon and all those things. And it's actually not that deep, you know. It can be very, very light. You know, you can maybe edge your partner. So edging is stopping yourself from coming. So you can maybe, you say, maybe use a wand on your partner. You know, just before she comes, you stop. Maybe you've tied her down. If she's not so comfortable being tied down, you can play just before she comes, you stop. And you do that for like an hour. When you do release, that's some hectic stuff, you know. And that's part of BDSM. You know, BDSM could be having blindfolds, you know, and just sitting in a room for like 15 minutes, wondering when your partner's going to come in and all of that. You know, and then with BDSM, you can get things like these. So what I've got here is a wrist to thigh cuff. Can you see it? There you
go. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So what happens, so the one strap is on your thigh, and then your wrist will be attached to your thigh. See, that's not that hectic, you know, and you can easily get out if you feel uncomfortable and all of that. Now, but I think BDSM is something that people of color are slowly getting into. Slowly understanding that, oh shit, it's not that bad, you know. So yeah,
I think it's a really good point. I know that most people of color struggle with bondage and understanding kink, and I for myself, you know, when I started playing with kink, yeah. The idea of being like binded or, you know, like held down or choked, I was fine with, but I needed a partner that I felt safe with and that was checking in all the time and consenting, you know, and I definitely wouldn't do it with a white person, you know. there's limits.
Yeah.
And, you know, even when it comes to pain play and playing with, you know, being spanked and different paddles or whips and stuff,
yes.
We love the idea of it, but sometimes that brings up stuff as people of color, you know.
Yes.
Certain people can do it and certain people can't. So
yes.
I like that you spoke to that. I have seen on your Instagram, you know, that you have a wide range of things. So there is definitely everything for everybody.
Yes,
and
yes.
For anyone that's looking, there's something for you, even if it is like a first step or a basic toy.
Yes.
But I want to circle back to, you know, there's so much stigma attached to just looking for something small, even if it is a vibrator or, you know, like we see those signs all the time that says like, you know, erectile dysfunction or, you know, like, oh, you're going to need these things. And something has to be wrong in order for you to be looking for something else. But they are like massive things that are like those pills that are sold and the massage oils. And there's hundreds of things because there is a demand and because people need it. But why do you think there is such a big stigma, especially to people of color, around, you know, just going into a shop or reaching out and going like, hey, you know, I want this thing. And how can we break that stigma?
Yeah. I think for most people of color, I think it goes back to the way our parents were raised, subsequently raising us like that. You know, I don't remember having a sex talk with my mother. I think the only time we mentioned sex was when she gave me condoms on World AIDS Day that she got from her. She just gave it to me and almost ran away from me, you know. And from home, we don't talk about that. Then you feel like it's not something that you should be doing because this is not done at home. We don't conversate about these things, you know. And I feel like now that we can, the world is ours, you know, information is here. We can learn and I'm hoping we could, you know, the next generation to come will be way different than most of us right now, you know. And breaking the stigma would have to be conversations like these, you know, where we talk, where we make each other comfortable, where we come out and say, hey, oh, look, I'm into sucking toes. I don't know. What does that mean? You know, I know, same here. Then you feel more comfortable because there's a community. And look, it's unfortunate that this has to happen the way it's happening now, but it has to happen either way, you know, it just has to. And look, I mean, look, with masturbating, so also I always tell people all the time that sex toys are not a replacement. They are an addition, you know. And also with masturbating, I think it's all important because you get to learn your body, firstly, which is very, very important. You know, you can't not know yourself and then expect the next person to come and show you miracles. You know, so it's easier for you to actually tell your partner, hey, yo, listen, I don't like this because I feel like this. Don't you want to try this, you know?
I think that's a really good point because even when I go into schools and we educate around, you know, having positive sexual experiences and safer sexual experiences, you need to know what you like and what you never want to do and what doesn't make your body feel nice so that you can be prepared for that. You can tell someone, look here, I'm willing to try anal play, but I really, you know, I have a block up against it. And, you know, you're going to have to use a lot of lube and a lot of foreplay there before you can try, like, insert anything. And that comes from knowing your body and talking about that. Like, I really agree that we have to talk amongst friends and amongst each other and amongst not just with your partner or people that you're having sex with. Because yes, the more you normalize talking about sex and what everyone is doing, the more you'll break stigmas, the more you'll see like, oh my gosh, I didn't think about that. I thought that's only for the gays that are using those things.
You will.
It will open up your mind and you'll be like, oh my goodness, I didn't know you are doing that. And that releases this amazing orgasm. Then why the hell am I not doing it? Just because my mom said we shouldn't play with those things. You know, like we're stopping ourselves from living our best sexual lives.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And I like how you mentioned where you don't always learn or communicate with your partner easily, you know, because it's not everyone that has an understanding partner. You know, people are stuck in relationship marriages where the partner's like, no, hey, me, I'm a man, I'm not going to do that. Are you replacing me? Am I not good enough for you? And already for the poor guy or the lady, it's already like, okay, she's almost, he or she doesn't have anywhere else to go type of thing, you know. And then that's how they can get maybe themselves like a little lipstick, clit stimulator that looks like lipstick that's inconspicuous. That man that is busy there being a bully, and she can just run to the toilet whenever she has a chance to play with herself, you know.
Yeah, we need to sort ourselves out as well, you know, like make sure that you are comfortable with using a sex toy on your own and with your own body so that you can add it to whoever you else you are having sex with. And if they don't want to, you still know that you know how to use it, you know how you like it, that it's not just a thing that's like theirs or, you know, like a strange thing that they bring along every time you have sex. You should make yourself feel comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. And it comes from playing and comes from talking. And I know that people, we have to be extra safe now because of like corona and stuff, you know, if you are going to be having sexual experiences, to be safe and to make sure that you are using contraceptives and you are looking after yourself, but also to make sure that you are looking after yourself like pleasurably and doing the things that you like and figuring out what that is and what that looks like. Before we finish, Dominic, I wanted to ask you, where can everyone that is wanting to try or experiment or ask for your advice or have these workshops with you or conversations with you, where can they get involved and find Honey Bun?
Oh, okay. Now, because of the Rona, obviously not having workshops and seminars and all of that, but then I usually have like pop-ups, you know, there'd be times when maybe I don't want to be on holiday in Durban and I'm like, hey, yo, Honey Bun's going to be around at such a place, come through, let's conversate type of thing, you know. And then the website is still a bit on and off, just working on it, but everyone can find me on Honey Bun. So that's HUNNYBUNNZA. On Twitter and on Instagram. And you guys can feel free to DM me any questions. I can send all images and you can take it from there.
Cool. I see you and I really appreciate you. And this is a valid conversation because people are DMing me as if I sell toys. So I know that there's a need for it. So thank you.
Yes, sir.
Open wide. Say ah.